morning, my friends, and welcome to another exciting installment of Monday Reload. From very, very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. And it is a pretty exciting Monday here at the program for a couple of reasons. First, it's the lovely Christine's birthday today, so that's pretty exciting. And second, I am working on a very, very big story for the program that will air probably a little bit later this week. I'm hoping on Wednesday. But it has taken up a tremendous amount of my time. Actually, truth is, my friends, it's actually going to take a little bit of travel to get it done. Unfortunately, at this point, I can't give you too many details because it's a foregone conclusion that some of the Redcoats listen to this program, and I just don't want them to know what I'm up to. They'll find out soon enough. So for today's program, I'm going to replay the morning show that Joey and I did this morning on the Independence Network. It's a follow-up with more documentation of the Albert Sommers Chi-Com Som State Legislative Leaders Conference Foundation, whatever the kids are calling it these days. Really, all you need to know is it's the foundation that he sits on the board of that has direct ties to the Chi-Coms. Now let me just quote the cowpie for a little bit, and of course Joey and I get into this during the morning show, but I think it's important just to highlight exactly what the cowpie is saying and what Albert Sommers is saying, because neither of those things are true. And I quote, Stephen Lackus, president of the SLLF, told the Cowboy State Daily on Monday that his organization has no ongoing relationship of any kind with the Chinese People's Association or has ever with the Chinese Communist Party. Quote, that relationship has been over for a number of years, Lackus said. End quote. That, my friends, is a contradiction in terms. First, Stephen Lackus says, no, we've never had any relation of the kind. And then he says, but it's been over for a while. So first, he's contradicting himself in the span of three sentences. And you add on top of it that their relationship with the Chinese People's Association and the Chinese Communist Party has not been over for a number of years, as Stephen Lackus claims. First, and just a high-level examination of this shows that SLLF President Stephen Lackus is a person of great interest to Hunter Biden and his business associates. Biden and his business partners discussed Lackus, the SLLF, and a guy named Dr. Henry Zhao in detail from 2014 through 2017 with some email discussions from the Hunter Biden laptop, clearly indicating that Biden influenced Lackus to bring Henry Zhao into the SLLF to open and oversee an SLLF Asia office. Now, one such example is in an email obtained from the Hunter Biden laptop. There's also this little gem here. In 2015, the SLLF announced what they called a permanent relationship with the Chinese People's Association for Friendship. Now, this was posted on the SLLF's website, but interestingly enough, it was scrubbed from the internet a couple of days after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a speech in the Wisconsin Assembly, basically accusing Robin Voss of being in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. Let me just read to you part of this little thing that was scrubbed from the SLLF's website, and I quote, SLLF and the Chinese People's Association for Friendship established a historic partnership. In December of 2015, the State Legislative Leaders Foundation and the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with foreign countries signed a memorandum of understanding establishing a new and permanent partnership between the two organizations. And the memo goes on from there. But permanent means permanent. And when Stephen Lackus tells the Cowboy State Daily that they've never had any association with the Chinese Communist Party, That is a bald-faced lie. Dr. Henry Zhao is an interesting guy. He's a prominent figure among wealthy Chinese business people, and he's mentioned in the House oversight letter that was written by James Comer in 2024, in May of this year. Zhao is a member of the Chinese Communist Party linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Zhao also manages China's largest government-controlled private equity fund, known as the Harvest Fund. And Zhao is also in charge of the SLLF's Asia branch with Stephen Lackus. So, yeah, either the cow pie is lying, or Stephen Lackus is lying, or both of them. Now, by the time I wrap all this stuff up, I'll have all the documents posted and in order on cowboystatepolitics.com so that you can read them for yourself. For right now, we are just in the middle of this whole thing, and there is much more to come. So for today's edition of Monday Reload, I'm just going to replay you the morning show that Joey and I recorded on the Independence Network this morning. Here it is. Good morning and welcome to the morning show. I'm your host, or one of them, David Iverson of Cowboy State Politics, and I'm here with Joey Corrente down in Saratoga. How's it going this morning, Joey?
Well, I got to tell you, David, Monday morning, brand new week, and once again, I woke up not an accidental Chinese spy, nor somebody who lies about his military service, so I guess just another reality. I'm never going to be Speaker of the House in Wyoming, and I'm never going to be Vice President of the United States. But I don't know, that might flip because I've got a couple DUIs in my history. I'm also not in any immediate danger of being a Northern Wyoming County Commissioner, so we'll just have to see how it shakes out. But yeah, busy weekend, lots of research, lots of interesting things coming up, and I'm ready to get to it.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening politically, and it never fails that everything starts blowing up the week before an election. And, you know, in presidential elections, you have the October surprise, but October's a month before November. And evidently, this election cycle, there's a whole bunch of crap that has come up about a week before the election. And, well, I guess 2 weeks, because you and I started reporting on this, what, last week, something like that?
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. Well, as you all know, hopefully you've been paying attention to the several programs we've done about the State Legislative Leaders Foundation and Albert Sommers, Wyoming Speaker of the House's participation in that organization. He's actually on the board of directors. We found a lot more stuff. And it's interesting, Joey. This is one of those stories where it doesn't really matter which rock you turn over, you find something underneath it. I mean, it's last night I found this speech by Mike Pompeo, which we're going to go into, but I just want to talk about it for a little bit before we play it. Talking about the danger of state legislatures or state or local level people getting involved with the Chinese Communist Party. What were your thoughts on what the former Secretary of State had to say?
Well, I think it was right in line with things we've been saying all along, not related to the SLLF or the Chi Coms, but the reality of the fact that you are more likely to have your liberty robbed from you at the local level, that the opponents to liberty and conservatism, mainly the Democrats like they did in Colorado, and now the Chinese Communist Party, have spent years infiltrating these positions. They're not just after the presidency. They're not just after, you know, people that are in cabinet positions. They're not just after your governor. They are seeping in everywhere. They're buying up land. They're starting businesses. They have hedge funds. They have investment opportunities from Chinese-owned communist companies that a lot of, I don't know, what do you call it, the pension funds, government and public employees pension funds are invested in. This is part of the other side of every rock you turn over. There's something Chinese under there, too. So we're talking state-level legislative, not just leadership. I mean, they shoot for anybody they can get, but also your school boards, your town councils, your county commissions are being contacted, groomed, infiltrated, or somehow ingratiated over to a Chinese Communist Party run, owned, or interested effort, business, whatever. And it's on so many levels. And this is not to say, hey, people, freak out, grab the guns, and start, you know, going in. And no, we're not there yet. But we need to realize that the way back is going to take at least the same amount of time, if not longer. But the first thing we got to do is wake up and realize there are bad actors interested in destroying America from the inside, and they've been at it for years. And yes, they're here. Yes, they're doing it. And yes, they're on your local rural school boards.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I think it's worthwhile, Joey, to kind of just take stock of where we're at with this story with a little bit of a historical look back. And you brought up the Colorado example, which I think is apropos. The way the left took over Colorado is they got their people, Democrats, involved on any board they possibly could. They didn't even care if it was the board of the dump or the dog catcher board or the board of the people that clean up the trash in the park after the hippies smoke their dope. They didn't care which board they got their people on, just so long as it was a board position. Those board positions turned into precinct positions in, you know, in their Democrat or Republican parties. Those turned into lower level elected offices like school board. Now, I wouldn't say the school board is unimportant. I'm saying it's a lower level elected office, and then city councils, then county commissioners, then eventually the state house, and Colorado turned out to be what it is now. And so this is a very similar type of thing, in that people that are connected to the Chinese Communist Party, and there's lots of documents to say that that China is absolutely interested in infiltrating American government at all levels, not just at the federal level. And in some cases, and this is a point I wanted to get to, and Mike Pompeo mentions this in his speech, which we're going to play for you in a little bit, that China has gotten a lot of pushback at the federal level. And so they have started to try to infiltrate state government because there aren't as many safeguards in place. In fact, Pompeo calls it the weak link in the whole thing, state legislatures. So there is Chinese infiltration, just like what happened in Colorado. And it happens all over the place. And if you remember correctly from our report on Albert Sommers and the Chinese, that there is at least one group, the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, that is, what would you want to call it, Joey? Sanctioned by the our legislative service office, or on the list of approved organizations?
Yeah, it's a authorized and embraced. The problem, I don't know how we want to get there, is that our legislative service office not only lends legitimacy and credibility by recognizing them, they also authorize funds for travel as long as it's associated to this group. So, however, give it a name, but yeah, it's problematic on a couple sides.
Yeah, and when we get to the end of today's episode, we're going to introduce you to yet another group that the Wyoming Legislative Service Office has on their list, their approved list for travel and association and all of that, that absolutely has ties back to the Chinese Communist Party. So it's not one, it's definitely more than one, and there's lots of people that are involved in all sorts of this, I don't know what you want to call it, slimy business or Chinese business or whatever, but there's a lot of different stuff going on. So I think where I'd like to start, Joey, unless you have any other comments, I think I'd like to go to the Pompeo episode or speech.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that, and go ahead and give me a signal when you want to stop and talk about it, and we'll just get to what former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and at the time, this is 2020, so he was Secretary of State at the time, speaking to the Wisconsin legislature.
Now, before we go there, this just popped into my head. Hey, it's Monday morning. Give me a break. Do we have Albert Sommers' reply to this story handy? Because there's something really interesting in there about this whole thing. See if I can pull it
up. But dig it up. I'll play a little Pompeo here in a second, and you keep searching.
Look, plenty of countries try to influence our politics and our culture, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not worried about the Alliance Francaise or the National Italian American Organization or an Irish group. They're fundamentally different than what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. It has a much more sinister view of this engagement. The party and its proxies aim to make Americans receptive to Beijing's form authoritarianism. Now, I use this language carefully. I talk about the Chinese Communist Party because I have a second distinction I want to draw, which is between that party and the people of China.
Okay, hold on.
Between the leaders of China.
So you have to watch the video to get this. But when you do, you can tell that Secretary Pompeo is choosing his words very carefully. Now, in the video, he is standing in the Wisconsin State Assembly. And he even remarks earlier in the video that, hey, this is such a beautiful place. Thank you for having me. And ask yourself, why is the U.S. Secretary of State, why did he travel to Wisconsin? First question. And second question, why did he give a speech to the Wisconsin legislature? I mean, doesn't that strike you as kind of an odd place for the U.S. Secretary of State to travel to?
Well, as a novice, yeah, it would just be like, is this a standard speech you're given everywhere? And it's not. And then when you look into what's going on and who's involved, and you catch that one shot in the video at the end where they pan out and you look who's sitting at the table on the man in the high tower behind him, the Speaker of the House, yeah, then you start to realize, wait a minute, this is the same assembly that Robin Voss is a part of. So also, again, not mentioned here, but let's go fourth dimensional thinking. In 2020, this was the Secretary of State, the same Secretary of State that flagged the SLLF as a non-friendly entity because of its relationship with China. So this wasn't, you know, like Albert Sommer says, there's no connection, it's all made up. It's no. This was enough of a concern. This isn't just David and Joey sitting in Wyoming trying to make stuff up and influence elections. This was enough concern that the sitting Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, at the time, not only had issues with things that China was doing and lays them out in detail here in the speech, but also flagged the exact organization we're talking about that Albert Sommer currently sits on the board of directors for. So, yeah, initially, a little strange, but with a little bit of reflection and research, totally makes sense why this guy's in Wisconsin, kind of poking the bear inside the bear's den itself.
Yeah, now that's the point I was getting to, is that a lot of this stuff boils down to Wisconsin Speaker of the House, Robin Voss. And it seems almost that Robin Voss is at the tip of the spear when it comes to Chinese influence in American state-level politics. Also, I mean, it's interesting if you paid attention to over the weekend, Tim Walz, the Democrat nominee for vice president, he has connections to this organization also. So it's not just a minor one-off on the story, and I'm looking for Albert's reply to this whole SLLF thing, and I'll find it. But let's go ahead and listen to a little bit more of what Secretary Pompeo has to say.
Between the leaders of China and those who want to live in China as free peoples, peace and prosperity, and take care of their families in the same way that we all do here in the United States. Let me give you another data point on the Chinese Communist Party's aims. In August, General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, told a group of government economists and sociologists in Beijing, quote, "We must actively develop cooperation with all countries, regions, and enterprises willing to cooperate with us, including states, localities, and enterprises inside the United States." As the Secretary of State.
Okay, just go just a little bit more.
As the Secretary of State, and as the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, let me translate. She knows that the federal government is pushing back against the Chinese Communist Party here in the United States and its malign influence. And it sees that here in the United States and increasingly around the world, it can use subnational entities to circumvent America's sovereignty. He thinks local leaders may well be the weak link. For him...
Okay, there it is. That local state leaders may very well be the weak link in American politics that the Chinese communists can exploit. And why is that? Well, it's because there aren't nearly as many safeguards around state legislatures as there are at the federal level. There's not that many investigations. A lot of these people that get elected to state legislative office don't have the research capabilities. They don't have the oversight on them. There's not the the Congressional Oversight Committee looking into everything that they're doing. Think about it, right? Your local people that run for state office, even the guys on our side that we know of, they don't have those research capabilities. So how are they to know when an email comes through and it looks great? It's like, hey, the Friendship Coalition, we want to build stronger economic ties with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, it should send up red flags, but how do you know, right? There's nobody looking into it for you. And so when Secretary Pompeo says that state legislatures may very well be the weak link, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Joey?
Yeah, and also, and this is not me railing against the Constitution, but they probably figured out, and he said it, you know, trying to circumvent the sovereignty of the United States. In some foreign actors' minds, that's what the 10th Amendment allows them to do. Hey, this is not the federal government's bailiwick. The states have the rights to do all these things, so we don't need the U.S. federal government. We'll just start to attack them from the inside by infiltrating each of the states because they have, you know, 50 plus our protectorates, sectors of sovereignty within that sovereign nation. So absolutely, and it's not just the security that's lacking at the state level, it's the willingness to question, like you said. And we've been telling people from the grassroots level for a couple of years now, even before the network existed, if it's got a flowery sounding name, definitely look deeper. But I think the problem isn't necessarily that the voters aren't doing their homework. That is an issue. But I think a lot of the legislators, they're title hunters, they're massive narcissistic egoists, and, oh, I can get another honorary title, or I can get some free trips, or I can get, you know, something else for my resume. John Conrad, look at my big old do-nothing resume that my wife's sending out and trying to browbeat Jailbird Joey on Facebook over. And there's a fine line between not knowing and not caring, and I think they purposely walk that line so that they can get some self-promotion, ingratiation, maybe even monetization out of it. And they don't do what we ask the basic or they demand of the people right now. Governor Gordon's pack. Do your damn homework and know that you know. We've been saying it forever. Now the governor's saying it as some weird twisted, I don't know, non-endorsement of his little Chinese communist cabal Wyoming caucus friends. But they're not doing it themselves. So this leans further away from the unwitting, whatever you call them, I call them a useful tool, towards the at least they know something is wrong and they just don't care type of engagement at the state level, because not only is there, like he said, easier access, but we have the 10th Amendment. There's a lot of things you don't have to go through the federal government on that the state can engage in, and it'll be years before somebody calls foul on it. And if the federal government says, wait a minute, you're violating national security, you're doing it, it'll still be years after it happened. The machine will already be moving. The SLLF was already flagged 4 years ago by the Secretary of State's office, and they're as active as ever right now. And the federal government knew and had eyes on them and took some, I don't know, administrative bureaucratic action at least, but it didn't stop anything. That machine was already running. So it makes total sense.
Okay. Perfect. Let's continue with Secretary Pompeo.
He thinks local leaders may well be the weak link. For him, when he uses the word cooperation and opening up, he means that the Chinese Communist Party wants to create arrangements that benefit the Chinese Communist Party. But We know this because for decades, the Chinese Communist Party deployed friendly language while stealing from our innovators, property, jobs, wealth from here in the United States. We know that they built their military strength and that they have co-opted elites all around the world. Later, in that same set of remarks, General Secretary Xi said that, in fact, he explicitly confirms that the purpose of his entreaties, his outreach, is to put China in an undefeatable and invincible position. His words, not mine. The Chinese Communist Party views itself as the true vanguard of Marxist-Leninist thought, which proposes that communist countries like theirs must struggle and prevail against capitalist nations like ours. This isn't the Cold War. This is different in kind, to be sure. I was a young soldier. I patrolled the border between East and West Germany. This is different. It's why we have to have a conversation in our state legislators about this China and this China challenge. And it's important here in Wisconsin as it is in Washington. The good news is that they were starting to have these conversations all around America, not a moment too soon. President Trump has made clear the expectations he has for our government, our administration, and how we'll respond to this challenge to protect the American people, to create prosperity and grow our economy. But we watch the CCP.
Okay, so he absolutely lays it out as to what the Chinese plan is to infiltrate state legislatures. And it seems pretty easy, right? You approach them and you say, look, you can join this organization. Isn't this fantastic? You can meet with other legislators across the country and you can exchange ideas and we can build economic ties, because that's how it's always approached, Joey, is that we're just trying to foster closer ties between our countries to facilitate business development. How often have you heard ridiculous lines like that we're just increasing ties, we're just helping to build business relationships?
Well, let's use the secretary's words specifically with what China has done, using friendly language while setting up an undefeatable presence. Sounds a lot like, we're calling for civility and integrity, and we want the real truth. None of these mailers with these half facts. They have set themselves up, and they have gone through and written a playbook that sounds terribly familiar, and I think that China wrote it, and these other groups picked it up. I doubt the Frontier Republicans wrote this and China picked it up, but it sounds like the way the Frontier Republicans, AFP, Wyoming Hope, have all set themselves up and drive the same narrative. We are going to continue to develop and set up an undefeatable presence by browbeating you with civility, which means complacency and compliance. Our version of the truth, we're just going to keep calling you liars until David and Joey do 7 shows in a row about how you're the liar, not us, and keep calling for things like transparency and integrity while they're hiding things and lying to you about them. Absolute hypocrisy. And again, it draws back to that lowest level, beneath the state line level, not just your local school boards, not just your, you know, local, you know, county commissioners. These groups that set themselves up and rake in money from all over the place and spread that disinformation are doing the exact same thing Pompeo says China's been doing for years. Civility, truth, integrity. Sounds like Frontier Republicans, AFP, and Wyoming Hope.
Absolutely it does. Now, let's go ahead and play a little bit more of what Pompeo has to say. And then I want to bring us all the way back to where this story first got started. Before we get back to Mike Pompeo's speech to the Wisconsin Assembly, let's get a word in from our sponsors. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. If you're thinking about buying or selling a piece of property, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. She's lived in Jackson for over 20 years and has her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market all across the state of Wyoming. She sold everything from big giant ranches all the way down to small residential properties. So if you're going to sell or if you're going to buy, you need to give Rebecca a call. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. One more time, 307-699-3519. The Wyoming Cartridge Company makes ammunition that is designed to make you a better shooter. Every single round that leaves their Sheridan, Wyoming factory is inspected by no less than four people. The tolerances are lower on their ammunition than anything you're going to buy off of the shelves. And I can promise you, my friends, I've burned through a couple of boxes of ammo from the Wyoming Cartridge Company, and they hold a group just as tight as any other box you're going to buy off the shelf. You can get you some at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports in Sheridan and Casper, the Wyoming Gun Company, the Sheridan Commercial Company, the Sheridan Co-op, Bighorn Trading, the Sheridan Pawnbroker, and Cornerstone Pharmacy in Buffalo. Go get you a box. You are definitely not going to be disappointed. Summer is just about over, and fall will be beginning. And if you haven't made plans for that building you've been dreaming about on your property, you need to get a move on. Or all of your fun summertime playthings are going to be living in a snowbank for the next 9 months. Give Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings a call. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they do a much better job than anybody else. So it doesn't matter what type of building you're thinking about, give Nick and Jesse a call. Their phone number, again, is 307-674-2532. Or you can check them out at their website, mortonbuildings.com.
This ad was paid for by Mark Jennings for Senate District 22. House Bill 69, the way that it's come out in some of the flyers is that it's that we're trying to keep minerals in the ground or lock them up. What was funny about that, or what's laughable, is that they're trying to use that as a locked up energy. In reality, what that did was it forced the energy sector to clearly make an announcement to the private property owner that they were coming in to drill. They might own the mineral rights underneath, but they were not having to come and talk to the landowner.
Don't believe what Barry Crago and Americans for Prosperity are saying about Mark Jennings. Mark Jennings stands up for private property rights, energy rights, and promoting Wyoming's economy. Vote Mark Jennings on August 20th.
I'm Mark Jennings, and I approve this ad, and you should too.
And now, back to the program.
We watch. We watch these CCP campaigns targeting state-level officials, local interests. We've seen them at PTA meetings. They've been in full swing for years, and they're increasing in intensity. Much of that activity revolves around pressing state governments not to recognize, trade with, or otherwise engage with Taiwan. But that's not all. I'll give another example, and I could give many. In 2017, a California state senator proposed a bill merely expressing support for the Falun Gong practitioners in America and in China. It was oratory. It was a rhetorical resolution. These people that he was speaking to have suffered as tremendously under the Chinese Communist Party's crackdowns on religious freedom as any others. The Chinese consulate, that is, Chinese diplomats, in San Francisco responded by writing a letter to the state legislature. It denounced the Falun Gong as an evil cult and claimed that the bill might deeply damage the cooperative relations between the state of California and China and seriously hurt the feeling of Chinese people in the vast Chinese community inside of California.
Okay. That's enough. So,
unfortunately.
So the entire speech of Secretary Pompeo is really fascinating. It only runs about 20 minutes, and we'll go ahead and post that so you can watch the entire thing. But let's take this back, bring this back to where we started. We discovered that Albert Sommers is on the board of directors for the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, and that they have some pretty strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So we broke that story. And then Albert Sommers and the Cowpie come out And they say, oh, no, no, this is just a bunch of rumors. And that guy and that other guy on a podcast, they were just parroting conspiracies about all of this. So, Joey, is any of this a conspiracy?
No. Especially since, like you said, every rock we kick over, we get more facts and data, evidence, not hearsay, not hyperbole, evidence, documented recordings, high-level officials in official actions and statements proving not that Albert Summers is a spy, that we have a right and a very clear reason to be concerned. This stuff is happening, has been happening inside and outside of Wyoming for quite a long time. It has had an effect. And let's just look at the last thing Pompeo said. Now, here's where they might say, oh, it's conspiracy, because we can't prove that it happened. But remember what I just said. We have a legitimate reason to be seriously concerned. He just said the California legislature was passing a rhetorical resolution, just a statement. Hey, we recognize the plight of these people, and we think what happened to them is horrible. And the Chinese consulate got all over them, tore apart the legislature, and got the sentiment on paper defeated. Well, that was a rhetorical resolution that really didn't do anything except for state a position. Now let's ask the question of what emails, what consulate contacts happened in the Wyoming House of Representatives to get Albert Summers to look at the foreign ownership of land bill and stick it in his drawer and make sure that every possible embattlement to it was had while at the same time working on the Wyoming stable token and Bitcoin mining efforts. So it raises legitimate questions. It doesn't give us legitimate evidence saying, here's the video and the admission from Albert Summers that he got this email from the Chinese consulate and did this for this reason. But you got to remember what legislators are. They're representatives in positions of trust. And now we have a good reason to not trust you and demand answers with evidence, because we have enough evidence showing some of this stuff may have happened this way. And you're definitely involved with a group that promotes and actively participates in this kind of stuff. So no, it's not conspiracy. It's not hyperbole. And if you're looking for the smoking gun, hey, we all know OJ did it. They had a ton of evidence.
Well, interestingly,
but it was still the people, the voters, the 12 people on the jury, the voters were the ones that decided.
Exactly right. And interestingly enough, in 2024, now, okay, so in the original episode that we published, we were telling you about things that happened in 2015, 2019, that time frame. And I guess, according to the CowPie, apparently they contacted Stephen Lackus, who is the president of the SLLF. And let me just quote the CowPie article for you. Quote, Stephen Lackus, president of the SLLF, told the Cowboy State Daily on Monday that his organization has no ongoing relationship of any kind with the Chinese People's Association or has ever with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, so that is as far as the CowPie took their reporting. The only problem is that about 2 months after Secretary Pompeo delivered that speech to the Wisconsin legislature, Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Wisconsin House, and the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, which that's one of the organizations that all of this goes back to. But anything you hear that says Chinese People's Association or the People's Republic of China, there are no separate organizations in China. It is all the Chinese Communist Party. So anything like that, you think Chinese Communist Party. So 2 months after Pompeo was in Wisconsin, they issue a joint press release renewing their commitment to friendship between the two organizations. So now we're up to 2020. And as interesting as it might be, Joey, in 2024, there was a bill that would have banned foreign ownership of land. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. It was directed at farmland in Wisconsin, because, you know, they don't, that's pretty much all they have. and it never made it off the floor of the Wisconsin House because Robin Voss would not bring it up for a vote. And his claim was, well, I can't help it if it didn't make it out of committee. Well, Robin Voss pretty much controls everything in the Wisconsin legislature. He's the Speaker of the House. So that bill didn't come up for a vote. Remind you of anything that happened, oh, I don't know, in the 2023 or 2024 legislative session?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what I just brought up. I mean, we've had these issues happen just like this in Wyoming, and the excuses that you hear from Robin Voss and these, oh, well, it never came up for a vote. We hear from Landon Brown, Barry Crago. I didn't vote against the bill. I voted against the suspension of the rules that would have allowed the bill to be heard. So I'm obviously for this. I just believe in the rules. Yeah, Landon Brown. Apparently you were never schooled in asymmetrical warfare. Sometimes you just got to get the job done. Barry Crago, I couldn't have voted for that. It was the fiscally irresponsible. Well, yeah, because you added an $8 million amendment or $800 million amendment to it. So we see these things all the time. I don't know that Barry Crago or Landon Brown specifically are involved with the SLLF or China, but I do know that they are well, I don't know, prepared bad actors in other lanes. And that's something else I want to point out. I get people sending me stuff all the time like, what about this? What about that? I was like, it's not connected, but it's still problematic.
Exactly right.
The SLLF, Albert Summers, John Conrad, that's one layer of the bad actor onion. There are other, this is a saying I'm developing. I still don't have it ironed out yet, but corruption does not have to be interlinked. And just because one person is corrupt doesn't mean they're corrupt in the same way with the same associations as other corrupt people. This is not a James Bond movie. You do not have the Spectre meeting where all of the bad people get together at one table and talk about all their different departments of evil. That's just not how it works. I think George Carlin said it. I have the clip somewhere of, you do not have to have a memorandum of understanding for a conspiracy to exist. You just have to have aligned interests and the willing to be a bad actor with, you know, self-serving motives. So again, not tagging the SLLF thing on Crago or Landon Brown, but they're still turds. They still run the same playbook. They still get their marching orders or their ideas or their funding or their support or their resume building or their future jobs from somewhere else. And it's the same crap we're seeing here, and they give themselves cover by saying, well, that was never voted on the floor. Well, let's look at the thousand ways you guys kill stuff without letting it be debated or voted on the floor. Come on.
Exactly right. And that's the same argument that was used against Robin Voss in 2024 when he prevented their version of the same bill that Albert Summers wouldn't let come to the floor in the Wyoming legislature. Now, kind of going back to some of the things that Pompeo said, when it came to which Chinese group to watch out for the most, and it's all of these groups are pushing Chinese propaganda, but Secretary Pompeo was very specific, and you can go back and listen to this yourself, but he said, quote, they fall under the authority of something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty benign, right? But that group is part of China's United Front Work Department, the CCP's official overseas propaganda tool. It's one of the CCP's three, as they call it, magic weapons. And we haven't talked about those yet, but in the words of Chairman Mao, along with armed struggle, which is something that Secretary Pompeo brought up, and party building, which is what they're always trying to do, Secretary Pompeo noted that it may have friendly in the title, but it is not so when it comes to American interests. Secretary Pompeo informed the Wisconsin legislature that this group, along with the China Council for the Promotion of Peaceful Reunification, quote, have apparently attempted to exert influence all across the public sphere, including in our schools, in our business associations, impacting local political figures, politicians, media outlets, and Chinese groups here in the United States. So the Chinese have been very successful at kind of divvying up the workload, as it were. They have multiple groups that are engaged on essentially the same purpose, that is to spread Chinese propaganda and to attack all sorts of different levels of our political system. And as we've already pointed out, they've been pretty successful. I mean, there's a list of what, half a dozen, seven people in the Wyoming legislature that have been part of the SLLF. And so, I mean, I think it's really important to take heed of what the secretary said there, because if the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, which is the outfit associated with Hunter Biden that we brought up in the first episode, is anywhere involved, that means you've got the Chinese Communist Party there.
Yeah, that's fun. Gotta love making the full circles, or what I was explained to, because I'm such an idiot. A Venn diagram. You know what a Venn diagram is, right? Yeah, I know what a Venn diagram is. And I bring that up because the SLLF, not the only group out there. There's other ones, and I'm sure we'll get into talking about some of those in a little bit here. But it goes back to something you said, I don't know, late last week, of the work that you do. I'm trying to remember exactly how you put it, but it had to do with, you know, the things that are overlapping and how you're personally benefiting, if, even if you're not getting paid directly. So the unwitting idiot, useful tool, whatever we call it, aspect is starting to become less and less a possibility. And the fact that all of the arguments, the CowPie article, Albert Summers, by the way, Lloyd Larson chiming in quite a bit, which is interesting because he's on the list too, for the SLLF at least. None of it points to anything that can be proven. Albert Summers' own words, I talked to the head guy. Can we get a name or a position here? We use names. We point fingers, name names, bring evidence. Can you tell us where the, I don't know, a documentation of what you're saying is? Because we still have the U.S. State Department until 2023 that had your group red flagged for association with the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, that stuff all happened in the early 2000s. It's still happening right now. So, so much concerning stuff. And like I said, this is not the only group. There is a lot of overlap, and there's easy ways of tying it, even if it's benign, to actions that benefit China. Albert Summers putting his own ranch in conservation does what? Makes him look good to the hippies. Makes him Sierra Club notable for the Mark Gordon Go Green Kill Wyoming group. Also gets him some tax relief. Maybe even puts him in a position where if he puts wind farms on there, he'll get a little bit of income. But since it's in conservation, it makes the land and everything beneath it, anything Albert Summers might have title to on that land, including water rights, available for collateral to China on our national debt. You are helping China, whether you like it, think it, know it, or not.
Okay, so interesting you bring up the head guy at the SLLF, and let me just quote the CowPie article for you. Quote, Stephen Lackus, president of the SLLF, told the Cowboy State Daily on Monday that his organization has no ongoing relationship of any kind with the Chinese People's Association or ever has with the Chinese Communist Party. That last part is probably the most important one. Or ever has with the Chinese Communist Party. That relationship has been over for years, Lackus said. Okay, now just look at that small quotation in the Cowboy State Daily. Stephen Lackus first says, we never have had a relationship with the Chinese. And then his very next statement is, that relationship has been over for years. So in the span of three sentences, Stephen Lackus contradicts himself. But it goes a little bit deeper than that, Joey. If you look at back through the records of the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, you'll find that Stephen Lackus indeed is the president of the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. And then if you go down, let's see here, Dr. Henry Zhao is a very interesting name, is the president of the SLLF Asia Operations and vice president of State Legislative Leaders Foundation. And then his pal, Mr. Tony Zhao, is the deputy director of Asia Operations for the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. The truth is that Henry Zhao is directly connected to the Chinese Communist Party and runs one of their major hedge funds called, the Harvest Fund. So, first of all, not only does Stephen Lacus contradict himself to the Cowboy State Daily in the span of three sentences, he is absolutely involved. And guess who the vice chairman of the SLLF is? That's Robin Voss. And Robin Voss has clear ties all the way up to just a couple of months after Secretary Pompeo was in Wisconsin. They reconfirmed through a memo of understanding or a press release or whatever you want to call it, the mutual friendship with the, let's see here, Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. So not only is Stephen Lacus lying to the cowpie, contradicting himself, it's absolutely not true, and it's provable. Joey?
Yeah, not only is Stephen Lacus a liar, Albert Sommers is also a liar, because the piece of paper we wanted to see was not a reconfirmation of, and when he says reconfirm, we read last week, waybackmachine.com showed us a page that was taken down from the SLLF website. 2015, they signed a permanent partnership agreement, memorandum of understanding, with the Chinese friendly people of foreign whatever's. Permanent. It's in there. And have had travels and training in China and here since then. And the only way to get around what they are saying now and make it legitimate is to issue a dissolution of that memorandum of understanding. But they didn't do that. They reconfirmed the status of that permanent. And I don't know if I need to break down, at least not for our listeners, maybe if Albert Sommers is listening, what the word permanent means. That until you back out of that contract, and it's the same thing as these mailers and endorsements. You can sit there and be quiet and say, oh, I didn't have anything to do with that. That's a private pack. Or you can say, you know what? This is incorrect. I am rejecting it. And here's the proper information. So the piece of paper we were looking for is the exact opposite of the one we got, because they reconfirmed that association. And it doesn't look like they're even thinking about slowing down. Their only call here, their only play here, Robin Voss is doing it in Wisconsin, not only in his current primary that he's pretty embattled in, because he's also facing his second recall effort at the same time. What we're seeing happen here is also happening in Wyoming.
Absolutely. So let me just read to you from that little memorandum or agreement or partnership or love you note or whatever. But this was posted on the SLLF website, and it is entitled SLLF and the Chinese People's Association for Friendship, that's the organization I mentioned earlier, established historic partnership, and I quote, in December 2015, the State Legislative Leaders Foundation and the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries signed a memorandum of understanding establishing a new and permanent partnership between our two organizations. The partnership is the direct result of an agreement endorsed by the Chinese President Xi and President Obama during President Xi's visit to the United States this past October. During their meetings, both presidents endorsed the following language as part of a series of cooperative agreements. Quote, to enhance subnational exchanges of and cooperation between the China and the U.S., the People's Association for Friendship of Foreign Countries, and the U.S. State Legislative Leaders Foundation reached consensus on establishing the China-U.S. Subnational Legislatures Exchange Mechanism and plan to co-host the first China-U.S. Subnational Legislatures Cooperation Forum in 2016. So like you said, Joey, I don't think we really have to define what the word permanent means. I think we're all pretty well aware of that. And there's this memorandum of understanding. Now, interestingly enough, last night, Joey, I sent you a letter from the House Oversight Committee signed by James Comer asking for more information about this Chinese People's Association for Friendship. Now, just one day after James Comer issued that letter from the House Oversight Committee, this little gem was scrubbed from the SLLF website. And fortunately, we have the Wayback Machine on the internet, and it's very difficult to get rid of things that are on the internet. I always say the internet is forever. So there's plenty of information here, and a lot of it is publicly available. But there is a direct relationship between the SLLF, the People's Association for Friendship, and the executive position of that guy named Henry Zhao that I mentioned before. He's in a director role with the SLLF, and he's a high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official. How much clearer do we want to be? Or do we have to be? Now, let me take you back to the Cowpie, and let me quote it again, what Stephen Lacus and the Cowpie say. Stephen Lacus, president of the SLLF, told the Cowpie on Monday that his organization has no ongoing relationship of any kind with the Chinese People's Association or ever has with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, ever is a heck of a long time, Joey, and we just disproved that that is absolutely a lie. Now, this brings up another little interesting tentacle, how the Cowpie, they have it printed or published right on their website that Stephen Lacus is lying about the SLLF, and they don't even go any further. They just say, well, here it is. He says there's no problem. Now, I pay no attention to the next line, the next sentence he says. I mean, I don't understand the lack of curiosity on behalf of the Wyoming media, except to say that they are totally in Albert Somers' pocket. Absolutely.
Yeah, here's a little heads up for all these chuckleheads with the SLLF. Ever is permanent in reverse. That's forever backwards, permanent behind you. Just so you guys know out there, I know Albert Somers is listening. He's probably got his Chi-Com Som radio set up there recording everything. Pretty sure we have Representative John Comrade. I'm getting a lot of pushback from friends of the Comrade's Comrades on Facebook. But you keep saying SLLF, and you know, it's not that we beat it to death. It's like you said, we turn over a rock. There's another thing, but they're not the only ones. I saw a name of a group continually pop up in a lot of these different news articles and associations on websites. And I decided to look at that 2003 report you sent me from the Wyoming Legislative Service Office saying these are recognized group approved for travel and funding and association and blah, blah, blah. This is where we found a lot of the documentation
hold on,
the SLLF.
Hold on, Joey. It's from 2023. That report.
Sorry, I got my numbers all screwed up. I'm going so back in time. My bad. So the most recent available report from the LSO in Wyoming, but there's a group in there that's also mentioned that is pretty interesting. So let's back off the SLLF for a second and take a look at a group called the NCSL, the National Conference of State Legislators. Now, they're also on that report, and you're allowed to be a member, and you're allowed to travel, and you're allowed to do all this stuff on the taxpayer dime in Wyoming. And they are just as neck deep in this Chi-Com crap as the SLLF. Interesting point, and we'll get into breaking down the NCSL and who they are at some future show. But I want to point to the directors and leaders staff directory of the NCSL and their ethics director, Mark Quinner. Now, David, do you know who Mark Quinner is?
The name is so familiar, and I read so many names, Joey, that it's hard to keep them all straight, but I think he maybe used to have an office in the Capitol building. I mean, am I right about that?
Why, yes, he did. Mark Quinner is an experienced group facilitator with over 40 years of experience. He currently serves as director of the NCSL's Center for Ethics in Government, whose mission is to restore trust and confidence in representative government by promoting responsible behavior in legislators and educating the public on the importance of the legislative process. Sounds good. Sounds a lot like that civility, truth, and integrity garbage they keep pushing down our throats so they can continue to have their backroom deals with foreign national enemies. But previously, Mark Quinner was the acting director of the Wyoming Legislative Service Office, where he served for 26 years. So, yeah, this guy is one of the internal links to Wyoming and the SLLF and the NCSL and the Chinese Communist Party. And he sat in the position that Matt Ulbricht, who I'm sure is being groomed for something else, is sitting in now. But a quarter century, this guy ran the LSO. And so if you think all this just happened because Albert Somers is speaker now or during the historic four-year run of Steve Harshman as speaker, this goes back. This goes all the way back to the mid to late 90s. This probably goes back even further, but people that were involved in making sure that this machine was up and running and functioning quietly in the back room, they've been around for a long time, and they're still around in other positions. And it's amazing how easily all of it ties back to Wyoming, the Wyoming legislature, and people that are still currently involved.
Speaking of people who are still currently involved, Joey, do you know who the president emeritus is of the National Coalition of State Legislatures is?
Oh, do tell, do tell.
Robin Voss, the same guy who's the vice chairman of the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. Now, you don't suppose that the NCSL has any similarity to the SLLF, do you?
Well, I think I started with that comparison, but the reason why I didn't name Robin Voss is because you say it with so much more excitement than I possibly could muster, and I wanted to give you that opportunity.
Oh,
other
thank you.
Interesting associations. Now, if you go to Mark Quinner's Facebook page, and this is where people are, oh, that's just conspiracy, but stick with me on this one for a second. And if you look at all of his regular interactions and his Facebook friends, that list of friends and close contacts and regular interactions includes Albert Summers, Ogden Driscoll, Landon Brown, Clark Stith, Dan Zwanitzer, Bill Landon, David Northrup, Affy Ellis, Chris Rothfuss, and Bob Nicholas. Those are just the people that are currently serving in the legislature. Also includes former Senate President Phil Nicholas, former Speaker of the House Kermit Brown, Tim Stubson, Tom Lubnow, Amy Edmonds, Tyler Lindholm, Mary Throne, Colin Simpson, Booger Pickin' Bruce Burns, Nathan Winters, Frank Moore, Hans Hunt, Nancy Frudenthal, Drew Perkins, Rosie Berger, Michael Von Flatteren, Dan Kirkbride, Kathy Conley, Mike Greer, and your old pal, Rod Miller. These are the people he regularly contacts and exchanges with, shares stuff with, and are friends on Facebook. And people are saying, who cares who people's Facebook friends are? Yes. On my multiple Facebook pages for the show, the network, and my personal Facebook page, there are people that follow me. There are people that have friended my page that I'm completely not friendly with, so it doesn't mean anything, except for that standard that I usually bring up. I see more in what is missing. I hear more in what is not being said than what is there. So my question for Mr. Mark Quinner is, if you're on board and you're straight, you know, hey, I'm just doing this honestly and I want people to engage properly with the legislative process and understand and bring ethics and civility to legislation, then why are all these people your close contacts, friends, and regular exchanges on Facebook, and we don't see any John Bears, Ken Pendergrafts, Jeremy Harrelsons, or Clarence Stivars anywhere on your page? Well, I haven't run the LSO for years, and those guys are all new. Okay, then where's the Mark Jennings? Where's the Sherry Steinmetzes? Where's the Lynn Hutchings? Where's the Alan Yagi, the Marty Halversons? You can tell these really smart people obviously aren't Chinese spies, because Chinese spies know how to hide things in plain sight, have all of your enemies close. This guy's regular circle excludes all the people that are fighting hard for liberty and true Wyomingism, but includes people that show up on our show all the time with serious problematic issues. Tim Stubson, Tom Lubnow, names we haven't heard in a while, Michael Von Flatteren, Kathy Conley, all part of that machine from years back, trying to sell our state and our nation to China. Also, a lot of these people heavily involved with the indoctrination of your children in the K-12 system, and especially Kathy Conley continuing that at the University of Wyoming.
Absolutely. Now, I want to stress how important it is that all of these organizations that we've mentioned have pretty much the same players involved. So throughout all of this stuff, you see the name Robin Voss. And probably above all people, Robin Voss is more connected to the Chinese Communist Party than perhaps any others. But it links all of them together. So it was in his capacity as chairman of the National Convention of State Legislatures, which, despite the public interest-sounding name, is a private corporation sponsored by private businesses, that Speaker Voss praised the efforts of Li Xiaolin, a representative of the Chinese People's Association for Friendship, the group that Secretary Pompeo described in that 2020 speech as part of the one, quote, one of the CCP's three magic weapons in China's battle for world dominance. In glowing terms, and here is what Voss said about her. Madame Xi, as in Xi Jinping, by the way, has traveled to more than 100 countries on the face of the planet advocating for her special relationship to make sure that people understand all the things that China is doing to improve people around the world. Now, that's what Robin Voss said about the Madame Xi of the Chinese People's Friendship Coalition or whatever. Now, set aside for a moment that the question of what the heck Robin Voss was doing by making such a specious claim about how great the Chinese government is. The National Convention of State Legislatures describes itself as, quote, a body committed to the important work of strengthening state legislatures, counteracting cynicism and distrust of the legislative process. And it goes on and on, and it's more political babble that doesn't really mean anything from Robin Voss. The NCSL Foundation is, in part, funded by sponsors. The sponsors are divided into groups. A Capital Circle sponsor, $50,000. Those are the platinum sponsors, $30,000 sponsors, $15,000 sponsors, and they include some of the biggest corporations in America. AT&T, Nuclear Energy Institute, Walmart, AARP, Amazon, Siemens, UPS, Nike, Johnson & Johnson. By the way, all of those companies have significant interests in China. During the most recent year reported, the NCSL reported total annual revenues of $3.8 million. Now, so where does it all go? A lot of it goes to the members themselves of the NCSL. So, and what they do is they distribute that money in what they call honoraria. That is to say, they pay them. And Robin Voss is the guy that has reported receiving thousands of dollars in honoraria from the NCSL. And so there are significant connections between this group, the National Coalition of State Legislatures, the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, Robin Voss, and legislators within the state of Wyoming, including Albert Sommers. So, I mean, Joey, it's amazing when you dig into this how many tentacles this story actually has. And again, I still think it's amazing that even in Wyoming, and perhaps this is the reason why Albert Sommers is on the board of one of these organizations, is that we really don't think that China would be involved in Wyoming state politics.
And yet, they absolutely are, and have absolute interest in the 48% of the state that the federal government controls because of the collateral on the debt, and are enticing people like Albert Sommers to convince people to put their property into conservatorship, so at some point they can either say, hey, the bill is due, we're taking your land, we're taking your minerals, we're taking everything on and under the ground, or time for war. So I'm not going to be surprised when that conversation starts. I don't know if it'll actually go that far, but they have set the playing field to make that happen. Well, looks like we're just about out of time. What else we got for today, Dave? Oh, you're going to do something else. So we'll talk about the brand new episode of Wide Right Turn coming out today at noon. Me and Tom Kelly get into some Tim Walz discussions and how disrespectful and possibly felonious his actions as a legislator in Congress and a governor has been. And then we've got the Green River Group today on Just Blame Joey Live from 11 to 1, I believe. Got three or four interviews coming out. Going to hit it hard and heavy before the election on Tuesday next week. And that's just about going to do it for me here. Okay, that Wide Right Turn episode, that's not until 1.
Well, thank God you're taking care of the schedule, Joey, because I certainly couldn't. There's one more thing I want to add to this whole mess, and it's how all of this is actually pretty current. The CalPi reports that, all this China stuff has been over for a very long time. Well, it really hasn't. In fact, Stephen Lackis is still very, very much involved in the SLLF. Robin Voss is still very much involved. Albert Sommers is still on the board. And there still are connections to the Chinese Communist Party. And we can prove it all the way up to probably 2024. And so, I mean, I can't underscore enough how important it is to force media outlets, and not that they will, but try to force them to tell you the truth. Because there's that one article by Leo Wolfson. I think, was that from Leo Wolfson or was that from Claire McFarlane? Let's make sure that that's, hold on just a second. Yep, so that was Trotsky Wolfson. How we have to hold them accountable as well. And in an effort to do that, there's going to be a couple of episodes coming up very, very, very soon on my program and on the Independence Network. We have invested a significant amount of time in this investigation, and I promise you that it's going to be worth it probably the middle of the week, the middle to the end of this week. And just get ready for it, because there is going to be a very, very, very big episode coming on our network about this whole thing. And it is critically important that you understand what's going on with this Chinese influence in our elections, how Albert Sommers fits into the mix. And as I look at this, Joey, and I realize that we're going long, and that's okay. We'll take it out of my program of Cowboy State Politics. But there are only three possibilities here, Joey. The first one is that Albert Sommers is absolutely an unwitting stooge in this whole thing, which is bad because that means that Albert Sommers unknowingly dragged the state of Wyoming into a relationship with the SLLF and the Chinese Friendship Organization. Okay, that's bad, right? If he didn't even know anything is going on, which, you know, at the beginning of this, I kind of thought that that was probably the most likely scenario, that it was, hey, look at this other great sounding name that I can add to my resume. This is going to be fantastic. So there's that option. The second option is that Albert Sommers knows that there are connections between the SLLF and the National Coalition of State Legislatures, and he's on the board anyway, and just, you know, doesn't care about it. Well, that's even worse than the first option. It just means that he dragged the state of Wyoming into this relationship, and he doesn't really care because it fuels his own resume, whatever he thinks. And the third option here is that Albert Sommers absolutely knows about this relationship between the Chinese People's Friendship Organization, or whatever it's called, and the SLLF, and he's totally in favor of it. But those are your only three options, Joey, and all three of them are pretty, pretty bad. And I don't see that there's any way that Albert Sommers can get out of any of them, especially with what's coming later on this week on the Independence Network and on Cowboy State Politics. So this is a big story, and I'm excited to bring it to you, and I'm excited how this whole thing has come together. I wish it would have happened a couple weeks ago, so it would have had, you know, more time to percolate for the election, but I still think it's going to be a pretty big bomb for Albert Sommers' re-election, or his not re-election, but his campaign for the Senate.
And again, I'm going to reiterate, let's not limit it to Albert Sommers. He's the big upfront player right now, but you went to counties John Comrade. I love saying that name wrong on accident.
No, it's perfect. Perfect.
You got Jared Olson. You got, of course, a couple Democrats. You can't be surprised there. Mike Yin, actually Chinese, but from Atlanta. So don't go too crazy on that one. But him, Trey Sherwood, a couple other people in there. A big one for me that I really think should hit more races. Tyler Lindholm, intimately involved with the SLLF for years and a big proponent of this stable token Bitcoin Act, which is right up China's alley, and now saying, hey, we're about American prosperity, and endorsing all these candidates through AFP while he still has all these ties and all this work he's done in the past. And he wants us to just say, oh, no, it's okay because you're about civility. No, they are finding all the alternate routes to sell Wyoming and America to the Chinese for personal ingratiation, personal monetization. And like you said, all goes back to Tim Walz, all these groups. That's happening in Wyoming too. That's where I was going earlier and just drew a blank. Look at the names that keep coming up. Michael I, True, Gail Simmons, Joe McGinley. Okay, They were leaders in the legitimate party in the past and then had to start the Frontier Republicans and then transferred that to Cowgirl Ride, Wyoming Hope, the Wyoming Conservative Accountability Project, all these other groups that are associated not just with bad actors from the past, but themselves and their bad acts from the past.
The Frontier Republicans have been defunct for 4 years.
Yeah, because you guys just changed the name and shifted the money. Bad actors in every single group and how closely they're tied to and in bed with the media. This is why I don't care if Albert Summers thinks it's funny to say I'm not a Chinese spy. We know, Albert, you're too stupid to be a spy. But that doesn't mean you're not in bed with the groups that are doing this. And I don't care at this point if you're unwitting or not. I cannot continue to suffer fools gladly at the risk of the prosperity of my state or the sovereignty of my country. So, going to add you to the list. Screw you, Albert.
So I want to leave you today, or at least leave this program, with another quotation from the Cowboy State Daily. And just consider everything that Joey and I have reported on this story. And by the way, this is not just an, you know, credit where credit is due, Joey. Yeah, you and I did the reporting on this, but there have been a lot of other people that have been involved in putting this whole thing together, because frankly, this is a story that's so big that it would be very difficult for just one or two people to put together. So thank you to all those people that helped put this thing together. We're not done yet. In fact, the whole thing's going to culminate later on this week. But I want to just leave you this with this one quotation from the Cowpie. And I quote, "If anyone believes," and this is Albert Summers, "if anyone believes that I serve to advance China, Hunter Biden, or anyone other than my friends and citizens here at home, they are sadly mistaken. These types of crazy, unsupported, untruthful claims are not how Wyoming used to operate. It is sad that folks engage in this type of behavior." And the Cowpie finishes it out by saying, "When his speaker term ends at the end of this year, Summers said he will step down from the SLLF board." Oh, well, that makes it all okay. But the truth is, none of this is unsupported. None of this is untruthful. None of this is crazy. We've got the documents in hand, Albert. And by the end of this week, we're going to show them to everybody. And this isn't something that you can wiggle out of or dodge or duck or anything like this. We're going to expose everything that we have by the end of the week. And it's going to be very clear to Wyoming citizens what you have been up to, witting or otherwise, with your association with the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, with Robin Voss, with the National Coalition of State Legislatures, both of which, by the way, have the stamp of approval from the Legislative Service Office. So there's a lot more to this. Keep paying attention to the Independence Network, and we're gonna continue to bring you this story. So beyond that, whatever's left of Cowboy State politics is coming up next. Keep everything tuned and right here to the Independence Network. You're not going to find any other coverage like this anywhere else. So, Joey, got any parting thoughts on this?
Nope. Lock it in. We'll see you for the rest of the week. And remember, that election's coming up, so be prepared. I'm going to be kind of busy preparing for the election myself. A couple days at the clerk's office, some training. But you'll still get all of the news, information, and commentary you need right here on the Independence Network.
That'll do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday when I'm going to break that big story for you. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.